Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and Tirim Maseches Gittin Daf Chav Zayin, the third parak Kol Haget. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeicha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamevi Get Va'avet Hamenu, one who is bringing a get and lost it. Matzul Alter Kasher, if he found it immediately, it is valid. Vimlav, puzzle, but if not, it's invalid out of concern it was written for another man and woman of the same name. The Gemara says that this contradicts another Mishnah, which implies that a get could be used by the husband even if it was recovered after a long time. Rabbi answered, our Mishnah is where caravans are common, increasing the possibility that it fell from someone else. The other Mishnah is where caravans are uncommon, therefore we're not concerned the get was someone else's even after a long time. The Gemara further qualifies Rabbah's position. This concern is only where it has been established that two people named Yosef ben Shimon, for example, live in a single city where the get was written. Otherwise, we're not concerned for the possible existence of another such person, nor another city of the same name. Rav Huna was concerned about the possibility of another city with this name. Point number two, after Rabbi Yirmiya offers a second answer to the above contradiction, Rav Ashi offers a third. The Mishnah which allows using a found get indefinitely is where he says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havale Simon Muvak, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to Gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi would only be willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole, but if he merely says that it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient basis to return a get. The reason is, Mesafikle Simanim Id the Raisi Id the Rabban. Rav Ashi is uncertain if ordinary Simanim, upon which we rely on to return lost objects, are sufficient evidence on the biblical level, or only rabbinically, but cannot be used for Gittin. Rabbi Berbachana once lost a get, and when it was found, he said he could identify it with a simon or by tvias enai, visual recognition. They returned it to him, but he did not know if they returned it based on the simon given, and they held simanim ar doraisa, or based on his visual recognition, which is only sufficient for a Talmud Chacham whose exceptional honesty can be relied upon. And point number three, Braisa teaches, Ezu Shula Alter, what interval is not considered immediate? The Gemara cites six opinions. Rabbi Nazan says, Shasha Kadesh Shatavu Shayara Vitishra, enough time for a caravan to have passed and set up camp since it may have fallen from a traveler. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kadesh Adam Omid Varo Shula Avar Shem Adam, the get can be returned as long as a person stands there and sees that no one passed by. But even if one person may have passed, it cannot be returned. Some say, Shlosha Adam Sham, so as long as someone stands and sees that no one stayed there. Rebbe said enough time to write a get. Rabbi Yitzchak said enough time to read one. And others say enough time to write and read a get. Rashi explains that these last three opinions are not expressing the reason for their view, but giving examples to express the length of time sufficient for concern of a fallen get. The Gemara says the halacha follows the second or third opinion. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hamevi get va'avet hamenu, one who is bringing a get and lost it. Matzula alter kasher, if he found it immediately, it is valid, v'imlav puzzle. But if not, it is invalid out of concern it was written for another man and woman of the same name. The Gemara says that this contradicts another Mishnah, which implies that a get could be used by the husband even if it was recovered after a long time. Rabbi answered, our Mishnah is where caravans are common, increasing the possibility that it fell from someone else. The other Mishnah is where caravans are uncommon, therefore we're not concerned the get was someone else's even after a long time. The Gemara further qualifies Rabbah's position. This concern is only where it has been established that two people named Yosef ben Shimon, for example, live in a single city where the get was written. Otherwise, we're not concerned for the possible existence of another such person, nor another city of the same name. Rav Huna was concerned about the possibility of another city with this name. Point number two, after Rabbi Yirmiya offers a second answer to the above contradiction, Rav Ashi offers a third. The Mishnah which allows using a found get indefinitely is where he says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havale Simon Muvak, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to Gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi would only be willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole, but if he merely says that it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient basis to return a get. The reason is, Mesafikle Simanim Id the Raisi Id the Rabban. Rav Ashi is uncertain if ordinary Simanim, upon which we rely on to return lost objects, are sufficient evidence on the biblical level, or only rabbinically, but cannot be used for Gittin. Rabbi Berbachana once lost a get, and when it was found, he said he could identify it with a simon or by tvias enai, visual recognition. They returned it to him, but he did not know if they returned it based on the simon given, and they held simanim ar doraisa, or based on his visual recognition, which is only sufficient for a Talmud Chacham whose exceptional honesty can be relied upon. And point number three, Braisa teaches, Ezu Shula Alter, what interval is not considered immediate? The Gemara cites six opinions. Rabbi Nazan says, Shasha Kadei Shetavu Sheyara V'Tishra, enough time for a caravan to have passed and set up camp since it may have fallen from a traveler. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kadei Shei Adam Omed V'ro Shula Avar Shem Adam, the get can be returned as long as a person stands there and sees that no one passed by. But even if one person may have passed, it cannot be returned. Some say, Shlosha Adam Sham, so as long as someone stands and sees that no one stayed there. Rebbe said enough time to write a get. Rabbi Yitzchak said enough time to read one. And others say enough time to write and read a get. Rashi explains that these last three opinions are not expressing the reason for their view, but giving examples to express the length of time sufficient for concern of a fallen get. The Gemara says the halacha follows the second or third opinion. All right, so now we get our siman daf chav zayin, and our standard siman is a kazoo, which is a toy musical instrument that kids blow into that makes a buzzing sound. A kazoo. So here goes. The caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a simon muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter played their kazoos joyfully when the shliach who lost it immediately found it before they passed by and had a chance to set up camp. Once again, in slow motion. The caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players kazoo? That must be more daf chazayin. The caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a maybe get ba'avet ha-menet, one who was bringing a get and lost it. If he found it immediately, it's valid, but if not, it's invalid. Out of concern, it was written for another man and woman of the same names. The Gemara asks that this contradicts another Mishnah, which implies that a get could be used by the husband even if it was recovered after a long time. Rabbi answered, Kam b'makom she'yos mitzuyos, our Mishnahs where caravans are common, increasing the possibility that it fell from someone else, whereas the other Mishnahs where caravans are uncommon, therefore we're not concerned the get was someone else's even after a long time. So the caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a simon muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter, which reminds us, Rav Ashi offers a third explanation for the contradiction. The Mishnah which allows using a found get indefinitely is where he says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the havelei simon muvhak, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi would only be willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole, but if he merely says it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient basis to return a get. So the caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a simon muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter played their kazoos joyfully when the shliach who lost it immediately found it before they passed by and had a chance to set up camp, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, Ezu Shalola Alter, what interval is not considered immediate? The Gemara cites six opinions, the first being Rabbi Nassim, who says, enough time for a caravan to have passed and set up camp, since it may have fallen from a traveler. So once again, the caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a simon muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter played their kazoos joyfully when the shliach who lost it immediately found it before they passed by and had a chance to set up camp. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf chav gimel. So the simmer daf chav gimel is kugelach. So here goes. The child who got out first at the green kugelach game. Kugelach. That must be one daf chav gimel. The child who got out first at the green kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult instructing him, which reminds us, the mission on the previous daf said, "Hakol k'shen lichtov es get afil cher shot v'katan." All are qualified to write a get, even a deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor, although they lack the mental competence to write lishma. Rav Huna clarifies, provided that a competent adult stands over him and instructs him to write the get for these particular people. An idolater cannot write a get, even with the Yisrael standing over him, because over kochavim l'daita d'navshi avit. An idolater acts according to his own mind, and we cannot rely on his following instructions. So, the child who got out first at the green kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan said that an eved cannot act as a shaliach for a get, l'fi she'enu b'torah's get in v'kedushin, because he's not included in the law of Jewish divorce and marriage. Rav Elazar challenged the implication that whoever is included in the law may act as a shaliach for it, because an idolater has the capacity to declare truma on his produce, yet the Mishnah teaches that he cannot be a shaliach to separate truma from Yisrael. The Gemara ultimately answers that the Pasuk teaching Shlichus says, Gam Atem, also you, requiring that just as you are B'nai Bris, parties to the covenant of Milah and Mitzvos, your Shliach must be as well. An idolater is thus specifically excluded from ever acting as a Shliach, but a slave is not. So, the child who got out first at the Green Kululach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the Shliach who can, because he's not a B'nai Bris. And then ran back to tell his friends that he saw a master give his shivcha a get shichra and tell her, you remain a shivcha, but your fetus is hereby freed. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses an eved being makabel get shichra on behalf of another eved, and brings a brace which teaches that if someone hands a get shichra to his maidservant and tells her, you remain a maidservant, but your fetus is hereby freed, she acquires the get on the fetus's behalf, which proves that she can receive a get for another from her own master. He answers that the brisa is Rebbe's opinion that HaMashachru Chetzi Avdo Kana, one who frees half his slave, the slave acquires that half of himself. Because Rebbe also holds Uber Yerach Imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh, this act of freeing the fetus is the equivalent of freeing one of her limbs. Dav Chav Dalad, so the Zimmer Dav Chav Dalad is a pitcher. So here goes. The woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher, that must be one Dav Chav Dalad, Kad. The woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtav, Ubafani Nechtam, which reminds the Gemara discusses when a woman bring your own get must say, Bafani Nechtav, Ubafani Nechtam. After several attempts are rejected, it answers that the husband told her, Havi Shalich Halacha Adamatis Hatzim, be an agent for delivery until you arrive there at the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, Vikimatis Hatzim Shavi Shalich Kabbalah. And when you arrive there, point to Shalich for receiving the get from you, since that's the time of divorce, and Bafani Nechtav is required. So the woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtab, Ubafani Nechtam, overheard scribes trained to write Gittin dictating a get to be written with certain names. Which reminds us, the third parak begins, Kol get shenechtav shelo shum isha puzzle. Any get written not for the sake of the woman being divorced is invalid. To illustrate this principle, the Mishnah teaches four cases of increasing novelty. The first one is one overheard scribes dictating a get to be written with particular names, which matched his and his wife's names. The Gemara clarifies that these are scribes trained to write Gittin who did not write for divorce purpose. So the woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtab, Ubafani Nechtam, overheard scribes trained to write Gittin dictating a get to be written with certain names, while a man named Yosef ben Shimon holding a green pitcher with a shtar chov in it stood next to his neighbor named Yosef ben Shimon, who is holding an empty green pitcher, which reminds us. The Gemara infers from the third case of the Mishnah that one may use a get written for one wife, although his other wife has an identical name. The woman for whom the get was originally written, who produces the get in court, will be able to marry without concern that was given to the other wife. Rava says, Zosomer, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon hadarim bi'irachas. This proves that two people named Yosef ben Shimon, for example, living in the same city, Motzin, Shtarchov, Al-Kherim, may produce a loan document against others, and the borrower cannot claim that the true lender is the other person with that name, since the shtar is in this man's possession. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary? That must be more on Daf Chaf Hei. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first, which reminds us, Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda, if one said to a sofer, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first, what is the halacha? Can Breira be applied to retroactively consider the get written for the one who later exited the doorway? He resolved it from our mission, which taught that if a sofer was asked to write a get for the wife which he'll later choose, it's invalid, proving we do not rely on Breira. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that Breira doesn't work, whether one is told b'das atzmo or told b'das acherim, which reminds us, Rava said that anyone who relies on Breira does so in both cases of told b'das atzmo b'told b'das acherim. Anyone who does not in either case. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that Breira doesn't work whether one is told b'das atzmo or told b'das acherim and refused to drink from the kusi tevel wine upon which he declared the Truman Meisr later separated are designated now. Which reminds us, Rav Misharshi attempted to prove that two Tanaim do make the distinction between told b'das atzmo and told b'das acherim. He first established Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both do not rely on Breira in a case of told b'das atzmo from a brais where one wishes to drink from kusi wine which is tevel and declares that the Truman Meisr who later separated are designated now. Both Tanaim do not allow him to drink based on this method, apparently because they do not rely on Breira in such a case. Rava rejects this proof because their position by Truma of wine is not because of Breira, but out of concern that the wineskin might break open and the wine will spill out before separating the Truma and Meiser. This will result in his having drunk Tevel retroactively. Dav Chavav. So the Siman Dav Chavav is a military coup, and we often use soldiers in the Siman. So here goes. The soldier in green fatigues, that must be on Dav Chavav. Military coup. The soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the tovas of a get to make sure the toref was left blank, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hakosev Tosvei Gidden, one who writes Tosim of a Gidden in advance, Tzarech Sheyaniach Makam Ish Makam Isha Makam Hazman. He must leave blank the space for the man's name, the woman's name, and the date, called the toref. The parallel spaces of a loan or sale document must be similarly left blank. It concludes, Mifnei HaTakana, this rule is for the purpose of an improvement of a potential problem. Three pshatim of what this takana is are given. So the soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the topos of a get to make sure the toref was left blank caught him trying to incorrectly predate an Arusa's get, which reminds Gemara teaches a predated get is invalid for an Arusa b'nei tekanas havlad for the benefit of the child. It's a gezeira because people might say her get preceded her child. That is, if the day precedes their nisuin and the conception of her child, people will mistakenly think she was actually divorced on that earlier date and the child was conceived out of wedlock. So, the soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the tofas of a get to make sure the toref was left blank caught him trying to incorrectly predate an Arusa's get. Just as a military judge entered and forbade the sofa from writing even the tofas of a get in advance, but allowed him to do so for other documents, which reminds us, Rav said the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah who disallows writing the tovas of a get in advance. And the Gemara infers that Rav means to rule entirely like Rabbi Elazar, including a saying that one may write the tovas of all other documents, which do not require lishma. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we machlok is whether a plant in a perforated pot that's in Eretz Yisrael, but its branches in Chutz Lars is chayv and maestros? That's on daf. Chavbeis. Good number 2. Which daf do we learn that an idolater cannot be a shaliach since he's not a ben bris? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good number 3. Which of the one that two people with the same name in the same city may produce a shtar chov against others and the borrower can't claim it's the other person with that name? That's on daf. Chav Dalet. Good number 4. Which daf do we ask what the halacha is regarding Breira? If one said to the sofa, write again for whichever wife exits the doorway first? That's on daf. Chavhei. Good number 5. Which of the one can write Tosin of a get in advance, but must leave the Torah blank, Mifnei HaTakana? That's on Dav. Chavav. Good number 6. Which of the one is a malchus regarding what is considered not immediate in finding the get? And Rav Nassin says it's enough time for a caravan to pass by and set up camp. That's on Dav. Chavzayin. Good number 7. Which stuff do we have the case of Kusi Tevel wine? That's on Dav. Chavhei. Good number 8. Which stuff we learned that whether a get that was lost and then found could be used is dependent whether it was in a place where caravans are common. That's on Dav. Chavzayin. Good number 9. Which of the one Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah does not permit even writing the toface of a get in advance. That's on Dav. Chavav. Good. And number 10. Which of the one Rebbe Ashi says that the lost get that was found could be used if it had a simon muvhak. That's on Dav. Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Ram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.